Ghana has made history by electing Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Argumong as the nation's first female vice president-elect. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Running alongside President-elect John Dramani Mahama under the National Democratic Congress, NDC, her groundbreaking victory in the 2024 elections has been celebrated as a pivotal milestone in Ghana's democratic journey and a step forward for gender equality in politics. A trailblazer in academia and leadership. Born on November 22, 1951, in Cape Coast, Central Region, Professor Opoku-Argumong has spent her life breaking barriers. She earned her bachelor's and diploma in education from the University of Cape Coast and later pursued her master's and Ph.D. in English literature at York University, Canada. In 2008, she became the first woman to lead a public university in Ghana, serving as vice-chancellor of the University of Cape Coast. Her tenure was marked by transformative reforms, including infrastructure upgrades and initiatives to promote gender equity. From academia to politics. Professor Opoku-Argumong transitioned to politics in 2013 when he was appointed Minister for Education under President Mahama's administration. Her leadership brought significant advancements to Ghana's education sector, including eliminating schools under trees, constructing modern facilities, and providing free textbooks and school uniforms. In 2020, she made history again as the first woman nominated for vice presidency by a major political party in Ghana. Her candidacy underlined a commitment to inclusivity and gender representation in the nation's leadership. The significance of her election. Professor Opoku-Argumong's election as vice president is a monumental achievement for Ghana and Africa as a whole. With her extensive experience in education and public service, she is well positioned to drive impactful policies in education reform, gender equality, and youth empowerment. Her leadership offers a fresh perspective on national challenges, particularly in crafting innovative strategies to strengthen Ghana's education system. Beyond Ghana, her rise serves as an inspiration for women across Africa, proving that leadership roles are within their reach. A nation celebrates. The announcement of her victory sparked nationwide celebrations, with NDC supporters filling the streets in jubilation. Women across the country expressed pride in her achievement, viewing it as a powerful testament to women's capacity to lead at the highest levels. Looking ahead. As Ghana transitions into this new chapter, Professor Opoku-Argumong's leadership will be central to shaping the nation's future. Her dedication to education, gender equity, and national unity will be critical as she steps into this historic role. Her election is more than a win for the NDC, it is a triumph for all Ghanaians. It symbolizes progress, resilience, and the promise of a more inclusive and equitable political landscape. Under the leadership of President-elect John Dramani Mahama and Vice-President-elect Nana Jane Opoku-Argumong, Ghana is poised for a future of unity, diversity, and inspired governance. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.